It is time to go to the kitty litter box. It is time to bring in Mike Causey. Not because Mike Causey goes to the kitty litter box, but that's the way we pick our NFL games this year. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning. The kitty litter box was smoking yesterday.
We were lucky by the skin of our kitty teeth.
Never in doubt. 38-31 was the final.
Yeah, 38-31.
Yeah.
The Rams are the real thing, and Minnesota is Minnesota. Well,
this week they are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Maybe they'll play Buffalo or Cleveland next week and lose.
That's right. All right, so now where do we stand prediction-wise here?
11-6, and you're 9-7-1.
All right, let's see if I can improve on that 9-7-1, all right? I'm going to give you an upset special.
Go the other way, folks.
I'm looking at the first game, and I'm saying to myself, this looks like an upset special. But I don't know, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the Dolphins over the Patriots. That's my upset special.
It certainly will be.
The next game that I'm going to pick. Let me look. There's a bunch of lousy games this week. Oh, my God. I'm going to take, my God, it's just that loud. Well, I'm going to take, I'm going to take the Cowboys over the Lions for my second take. And I'm going to take the Falcons over the Bengals.
Okay.
Those are my three picks.
All right. I'm taking Jacksonville over the Jets. Because the Jets stink, and Jacksonville hit a roadblock last week. I'm taking Green Bay over Buffalo, because lightning can't strike twice in the same spot, and the kitty litter told me that.
Okay.
And then the star-kissed tuna boats are out, and they're going to fillet the Dolphins. New England's not losing two in a row. They're not going to fall three games behind Miami. Miami loses, New England wins.
All right.
Green Bay, New England, and Jacksonville are my picks.
All right, so those are our NFL kitty litter picks for this weekend.
KLFL, Kitty Litter Football League.
All right, so we've got that done. All right, so now we go on to sports of other sorts. You see where the Carolina Hurricanes are going to wear Hartford Whaler jerseys for two games?
They do that once in a while. They put on that fishtail and jersey and skate around for a while with it.
I don't think that they should be allowed to wear the Whales uniforms.
Money.
It's
all about the money.
They left Hartford, so leave the jerseys alone. You're skanked out on us and went there, so we call
a lot going on in Hartford except an insurance company.
I call them the Bailers. The Bailers.
Yep.
All right.
Well, if Hartford supported them, then they probably wouldn't have left.
Hartford did support them. They wanted Hartford to build another rink for them, a big rink for them.
The way of the world.
And Hartford said, no, you've got a 20,000-seat rink right here. Right.
Yeah, but it was from the Civil War.
No, it wasn't. It was redone after it was only 10 years old. It was redone after that big roof collapse.
Oh.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to skate in a place when a roof collapsed either.
That's why they rebuilt it. Well, anyways, so that's that. And, of course, the next big story is the Ryder Cup, which is underway in France.
Ooh. That's right up there with the women's water polo.
All right. So now we'll go on to baseball.
What was that famous line from Animal House that they said to Flounder?
Oh, there's so many of them. Which one is it? Which scene are you talking about?
Fat and stupid is no way to go through life.
Lazy, fat, and stupid, yes.
Well, that line's been said to C.C. Sabathia today.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, if you paid attention, Mr. Yankee fan.
I did. He retaliated.
Yeah, he retaliated, and it cost him $500,000.
And I give him credit for that.
Yeah, okay. How about pitching the next two innings, then plunk somebody?
He did it the next inning.
Spoken like a true 1%er.
Yeah, I'm a 1%er, all right. The
bottom, not you, him.
The 1%. I know, I think.
No, that's ridiculous. For $500,000, you could wait Well, you know what? He probably couldn't last two more innings because his belly would have gotten away. So maybe that's the reason why he did it. And either way you slice it, when you got two innings to pitch to pick up a $500,000 bonus and you don't do it, you're a dummy. You can't slice that pie any different.
Who knows?
Then you pitch the two innings, then you hit three in a row. And he was so stupid that the inning that he came out after Romine got hit, he hit the guy with the first pitch. What did you think was going to happen?
No, he thought he was going to get thrown out.
Dumb. And then he starts stamping his feet and yelling at the other team.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. But for the Yankees, when Tampa Bay hit Romine, they answered the right way with the bats, and they went and took care of business that way. I mean, I've hit people. If I had a $500,000 carrot dangling in front of me and all I had to do was pitch another two innings, there's no way I'm hitting anybody for those two innings.
All right. All right, well, what can I say?
And I'm proud to say I hit people on purpose.
I give them credit. But that's
not me.
But that's me.
I give them the dunce cap.
All right. Well, so now,
Boston has to sweep the Yankees, and the A's have to sweep the Angels to move the home game to Oakland. So that's a very, very slim chance of that happening. In the National League front, the Cubs won last night. They've stretched the lead to a game on Milwaukee, and the Rockies won last night. Their game to one game lead on the Dodgers too. So simple math. If these teams win two games over the weekend, any combination of two wins for them and losses for the Dodgers or Brewers, and the Cubs and the Rockies lock up first place. But if both of those teams lose tonight, and both the Dodgers and the Brewers win, you got yourself a dogfight.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm rooting against the Dodgers, that for sure. And I like to see the Brewers overtake the Cubs.
The Brew Crew. I saw Bob Bucher was getting doused with champagne the other night.
Yeah, it wasn't. You didn't look good enough. It was Miller Lite.
Oh, it was Miller Lite. Okay.
It was Miller Lite. And I like Bob Bucher.
Oh, I love
Bob
you.
Bucher's good for the sport.
He's good for everything. He just makes you feel good.
Yep.
I love Bucher.
Go back to the old Miller Lite commercials of the 70s.
That's right.
when athletes were athletes and football was football, those were the days, my friend.
As my retired dentist used to say, back in the days when men were made of steel and woods were made of ship. And ships were made of wood.
Were made of wood.
Yep. Men were made of steel.
Were made of ship.
All right. Well, anything else going on this weekend in sports?
We got some bad races in New York.
Well, what's
I was looking at them yesterday, and, you know, I saw the headline. They got the Vosburgh, and they got the Turf Classic, and they got this, and they got that. The Turf Classic is the only race worth speaking about. The seventh race, the Vosburgh, grade one going 6 furlongs, is a walkover for an Imperial Hint. If you like a horse that pays $2.80, he will do that. If you go to the Jockey Club Gold Cup, which once had some really, really dogfights of races, on top of the page I wrote awful race. It's diversifies race to win or lose. There's another horse that'll pay $3. So you got those two, and you got a couple of really hard 2-year-old turf races sandwiched around them with horses that have only run on the turf once or not at all, and they're not bred very well, so I'm not even wasting my time with that. But the Turf Classic is a semi-decent race. The inside horse, Robert Bruce, will likely be the favorite for Chad Brown. This horse won the Arlington Million last time out, won the Fort Marcy on the inner turf at Belmont this weekend. With all this rain tomorrow, you got to expect that there's going to be a little bit of give in the track. I'm going to go with the 6 horse here. Spring quality on top for Graham Motion. This horse ran some nice races, won at Belmont Park on Belmont Day, winning the Manhattan coming from the clouds. This horse has run 400 buyers in a row. I expect spring quality to be on top of his game. And another horse I'm going to use in here is going to be the 8 horse Channel Maker. This horse won on a soft turf and the bowling green up at Saratoga, and that was as soft can be. So I'm going to go with those two in here. Billy Mott trains the 8 horse. Channel Maker is going to be my one pick, and the 6 spring quality trained by Graham Motion will be my top pick in the Turf Classic tomorrow at Belmont.
All right. Now, why don't you have a good weekend watching some baseball?
Oh, I'll be watching it. And I'll definitely be watching some baseball. Definitely won't be watching the, what's that, the Honda Cup?
The Ryder Cup, the Ryder Cup.
The Harley Davidson special? What's the name of that thing?
The Ryder Cup, you know, Rider. Europe versus the United States.
Who's that, the Ryder Rented Trucks?
Yeah, it could be, but it's not.
Oh.
I don't even know what.
Okay, so who's Ryder?
I have no idea.
You're the golf master. You don't even know what the tournament's named after?
I really don't know.
Oh, my God.
Do you know?
Why would I know what a golf tournament's named after?
The Ryder Cup
Open is named after the Hondas that are made in Japan. That one I know.
The Ryder Cup is named after an English businessman, Samuel Ryder, who donated the original trophy.
What did he sell, shaving cream?
I don't know. It's just that an English businessman. I don't know. Maybe he sold.
So the Ryder Cup is named after a salesman in Europe, in England.
That's right.
Very good.
Who donated the cup, just like the Stanley Cup. Lord Stanley donated the cup.
Yeah, but we know who that was. It was Lord Stanley. It ain't Lord Ryder.
It could. He might have been a lord. We don't know.
Yeah, he's a lord. Landlord.
He could have been the lord. Samuel Ryder. He donated the trophy.
Yeah. He used to sell the brushes for the shaving cream that you used to put in a cup, right?
I don't know.
Mr. Golf. This is your specialty.
Samuel
Ryder. You should be rattling this off.
Samuel Ryder. There we go. And he was a lord, by the way.
I know a famous Samuel. Samuel Coat.
Here's something. I'll speak to you on Monday.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye. Mike Causey. With the check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.